So for what says it, what says the scripture? Abraham did what? Believe God. And it was what? Counted unto him for righteousness. Genesis 15, 6. These are confirmation scriptures. And he believed the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. Galatians 3, 6 through 9. Listen to this. Even as Abraham believed God. How? Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. How was it accounted? It was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith. How many of you of faith? The same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture foreseeing that God would do what? Justify the heathen. How did he justify the heathen? Through faith. The scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen. Who are the heathen? That's you and me. How did he do it? Through faith. Because Abraham believed God. When I heard this word, I believed with my heart. And I said it with my mouth. I heard my own self say it. Jesus, you're my Lord. I said it. I confess that you died. You lived the perfect life. You died a sacrificial death. And you rose again from the dead, victorious over it all, putting off the works of darkness. You rose victorious. Now you are seated at the right hand of God. You say, if I believe that you rose from the dead, God seated you at his own right hand, if I believe that with my heart and say it with my mouth, God said, Jimmy, you're saved, and I am giving you my spirit to bear witness with your spirit that you are born again. The scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith. Preach before what? The gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall a few of the people be blessed. All who? I wonder, the all nation, did that include Houston? Maybe Calhoun City. Small portion of Oxford. And just a little bit of Tupelo. And it might have got in Mantee. Oh. That all nation. How many nation? Be blessed. So then, they which be of faith are blessed. With who? Faithful Abraham. Are blessed with who? Faithful Abraham. Are you of faith? Are you of faith? You are blessed with faithful Abraham. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Righteousness was put into Abraham's account. Abraham was credited. It was credited to him or put into an account. God called him righteous because he believed God. Now watch it. But we have been made the righteousness of God in Christ. Abraham got it when Jesus rose from the dead, and you saw, and the scripture said all the Old Testament saints were raised from the dead, and they walked the streets of Jerusalem, and they took a flight and went to heaven. And Hebrews chapter 12 talks about the church of the firstborn. That's when he got his. But before then, he had it was put into his account. But he was able to draw it out and take possession of it. Hallelujah. We have been made the righteousness of God in him. What do you mean? That means I, you, we, us are like our daddy. Is God afraid? You think coronavirus is going to take over heaven? Yeah. Are you in Christ? How do you stop this stuff? Get out of fear. How do you get out of fear? Get in the Word. Yes, sir. And get the Word in you. And speak out of your mouth. Greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world.
Yes, sir.
I am not a victim. I am victorious. Are you challenged? Yes. Am I challenged? Yes. Do I cave in? No. Because I've been made something. I've been made the righteousness of God in him. If I be for you, who can be against you? Am I talking to anybody that believe God this morning? Y'all so quiet. Yes. Even in these days, Jesus said we had it so easy till we don't know anything about a little persecution. There have been people burned at the stake, poured oil on and burned, thrust through with swords, cut asunder for this gospel. Thrown to the lions. Put in the fire. Gone through the flood. Huh? They came out all right, didn't they? So righteousness is what we have been made. We can see all that Abraham did with righteousness in his account simply because he believed God. He started a nation of people. God promised him a land. Didn't he do it? And he possessed the land. And somehow, they got in the land and they was pulled out of that land through disobedience. Joseph had to go by the way of God's command because he knew that that's where they were going to wind up. Sent Joseph ahead of the people. So when they got to Egypt, he had a place for them, Goshen. Am I right? Kept them safe until the taskmaster started working them too hard and they started crying out. God said, I'm not going to let this go on.